USA News, I'm John Schaefer. At least one person is dead following the crash of a U.S. military Osprey aircraft into the sea off the coast of western Japan. The Coast Guard says there were six crew members on board. Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady, was laid to rest in Plains, Georgia, her hometown today. A private funeral took place this morning at Maranatha Baptist Church, followed by a procession to the family home where Mrs. Carter will be interred. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. James Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee, announced today that multiple committees will interview members of the Biden family and their associates in the coming months.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family's cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
Comer expressed openness to having Hunter Biden testify publicly at a later date. They say the third time's the charm.
And to set the record straight and put this in the record, I will not be resigning.
That's New York Representative George Santos in response to California Democrat Robert Garcia pushing to vote for a third time to boot him out of Congress. He'll need a two-thirds vote to do that and says he has more than enough yays. This after the House Ethics Committee released a report about the New York congressman breaking campaign finance laws and stealing from donors to pay for Botox treatments and designer clothes, among other things. Santos is facing 23 criminal charges. If he is forced out, he'd be the first House member to be expelled without first being convicted of a crime since the Civil War. I'm Corey Myers.
And the chair of J.P. Morgan Chase is portraying a pessimistic outlook for the economy. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A recent survey indicates an increase in the number of college students encountering or witnessing anti-Semitism during the current academic year. The poll, conducted by the Jewish-led Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International, revealed that almost 3 out of 4 Jewish students and 44% of non-Jewish students have encountered or experienced anti-Jewish sentiments since the beginning of the 2023-2024 school year. In 2021, only about a third of students reported witnessing or experiencing anti-Semitism. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide following Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer highlighted that extreme rhetoric against Israel is contributing to attacks on individuals solely because they are Jewish. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is definitively stating that he will not be running for president. In an interview with NBC News, Cuban declared that he has no plans to run in 2024. Speculation about a presidential run had arisen earlier this week when he announced the sale of a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks basketball team and his decision not to return to the ABC show Shark Tank after next season. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.